people are getting a man from Swallow Nest, who says the disabled access in his local area is so bad that he spent 6 months making a list of all the obstacles that he faces. He's called Derek Yeardley. He uses a mobility scooter after suffering a stroke a few years ago. Well, he's included over 40 hazards in this report, and our reporter Claire Renwick went out with him.
Right, I'm approaching the junction of Mansfield Road, Lodge Lane and Brookhouse Road. There's no pavement drop-ins. There is no pavement on one side, and I've got to cross a very heavy traffic.
So, if you want to go to the shop, let's say, you talk me through all the obstacles right from leaving your house to getting to that shop.
Certain areas around here, you get on the pavements, and the pavements don't slope up and down only. They slope from side to side, and sometimes they're very, very steep. Also, there's driveways that are very, very steep. They've not thought about people with mobility scooters, and you've got to be careful on actually how you approach that piece of tarmac.
Derek, how does it make you feel that you can't do what you want when you want?
It's added about 10 years to me, to tell you the truth, because people don't bother about people that's disabled. Unless something happens to you, you don't know what it's like. I hadn't thought about disabled people when I was able-bodied, prior to 2012. But you've got to think about everywhere you go and when you go. And if it's pouring down with rain, you get drenched. So it restricts when and where you can go out, especially in this country.
Well, in a statement, Rotherham Borough Council say that they appreciate Derek's concerns, and they say they're going to look into any new issues raised within his report. They also urge people to report problems to them. Well, Andrew Crooks works for Disability Sheffield. He uses a power chair. He's on the line now. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Toby.
You heard Derek's experiences there. Does that ring bells with you?
That rings far too many bells for me, even here in the fair city of Sheffield. We've got our own problems with road surfaces and pavements all over the city. And, you know, we understand that there's a limited amount of resources to fix things up, but, you know, imagine a non-disabled person just steps out the front door and they're met with a brick wall and they can't even get out of their garden. It'd be a bit of a pain in the neck, wouldn't it? The disabled people they're facing, like, kind of barriers like this every day of their lives.
And, you know, it may be a perception thing that I think Derek touched on there, because you're absolutely right. I suppose most people spend very little time thinking about this, do they? Not out of nastiness or not out of... It doesn't come in their way.
Yeah, and why would you? You know, and disability comes in all shapes and sizes as well. I mean, there's some things that I don't need to think about, like people with a sight impairment might have to think about.
Yeah.
And sometimes they too will have their own difficulties with the built environment. But, you know, we get lots of calls here at Disability Sheffield from disabled people find it difficult to, you know, access shops or get on the bus that they want and stuff like that. So there's real concern for disabled people out there and how they go about, you know, just daily, day-to-day living. And it's not very fair.
You see, I suppose a lot of people thought that this was all sorted. We had the Equality Act. We heard about the bank in Sheffield that had to change its entry.
Yeah,
we thought all this was sorted out. Is it not?
No, it's far from sorted out. And it's really sad because disabled people made loads of advances. And I don't know if some listeners might remember the Disability Discrimination Act. And so governments that have been in power, they kind of brought all the Disability Commission and everything together. And so you get the one Equality Act from 2010. And we were told that this was going to improve things for disabled people. But we feel that an awful lot of focus has been lost in, say, the past decade or so as to the real issues affecting disabled people. Because you've only got one Equality Commission out there dealing with all sorts of different groups of people. So whether that's people from BME backgrounds who are facing difficulties, you've only got one commission looking at equality for everybody. And we feel that disabled people have lost an awful lot of focus with the demise of the Disability Rights Commission. So maybe that's one reason why we've lost a bit of empowerment through trying to claim our rights. But you do have the Equality Act, and local authorities do have a duty of care to disabled people in the community. And so we know that the local authorities have been hammered and lost an awful lot of finance over the past years with austerity cuts, but we have to be a wee bit more creative.
So what can you do if you feel that you're not being listened to? Derek went out and did a report that ran to 21 pages. Everybody can do that. What can you do?
That's it. I mean, some people don't have, that same capability like Derek and getting your voice heard. So it's really great that we've got the chance to actually talk about it on air this morning. But what we advise people to do is maybe get their local councillors involved. Get in touch with the local authority as well. If you're finding life difficult and you've got barriers keeping you back from doing the things you want and need to do, then we have to do something about it. And the only way to make it better is by telling people that can make decisions about it that it's not good enough. So we advise people, get your local councillor involved, tell them what the issue is, and get on the phone to the local council.
Andrew, thanks very much indeed. That's Andrew Crooks there from Disability City Sheffield. If you're